Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed, but you really need to know that's going on in our community. This weekend is Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville, starting this morning. It was the fun run. Sign up was at 7 a.m. Registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is going on until noon. Judging will be at 1 and trophies will be at 4 p.m. On the main stage throughout the day, it wouldn't be a music festival without music. There'll be Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Band. They'll be performing all day long. And, of course, there's going to be street vendors, food trucks, all kinds of fun going on in downtown Whiteville today. So head on out there and enjoy the Pecan Music Festival. Fair Bluff is having their first Saturday market today. Along with the usual vendors and yard sales, there'll be West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce selling spot plates for $10 each. All proceeds go towards the West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber. There'll also be a veterans event at the market today. All activities will take place on Riverside Drive in Fair Bluff. Union Baptist Church is going to have its fall festival today from 12 until 4. There'll be food trucks, vendors, games, music, face painting, a Bible lesson, and the pumpkin patch. The church is located at 2290 Old Northeast Road at Lake Waccamaw. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to have a fall festival today from 6 until 8 p.m. There'll be a chili cook-off, games, prizes, fellowship, and a bouncy house. The church is located at 551 Hallsboro Road South. We've got a bunch more stuff going on, folks. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk. Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories from our community you might have missed and some things that are going on that you want to know about. Mariah McDonald and her family are our Good Samaritans this week. They built and stocked a blessing box for struggling families at Wrigglewood Park. That's at the ball field. It's in the intersection of Waccamaw Road and Green Road. Now, if you're in need, you can stop by the box and pick up everything you need from baby formula to personal hygiene products. You can donate via Venmo or Cash App, or you can just stop by the box and drop your items off. Christmas is right around the corner. I can't believe I just said those words. Please forgive me, folks. Abundant Life Assembly of God will be having their Toys for Tots sign up today and on December 6th from 10 a.m. until noon at the church. Bring ID and proof of the number of children in the home. Insurance cards, school IDs, and birth certificates are acceptable proof. The church is located at 5384 James P. White Highway, south of Whiteville. Cherry Grove Baptist Church is going to start their turkey shoot today at 6 p.m. The cost is $5 a round. Ammunition is included. There will also be a BB gun kids round. Music, chili, delicious desserts, and lots of fellowship are set for the evening. You can call 843-877-3544 for more details. The church is located at 9833 Swamp Fox Highway West at Sarah Gorda. Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host their Faith and Preparedness event on November 13th at Vineland Station. There'll be several speakers highlight the areas they work in, how you can be involved, and resources and information that you can take back to the members of your group. Refreshments will be provided. Registration is required by November 7th. Only 3 people per group is requested. Sign up by emailing columbuscountydisasterco2025@gmail.com. Late Waccamaw Food Ministry is collecting donations of turkeys or funds to purchase them for the November 22nd distribution day. They hope to provide for 200 local families this year. Checks can be mailed to the Late Waccamaw Food Ministry at P.O. Box 64, Late Waccamaw, 28450, or donate personally by calling Sylvia Patton at 910-641-7017. Sheepdog Foundation and McMullen House of Heroes will be hosting the Heroes Feast for the first time. That's going to be on Thanksgiving, November 27th from 12 until 2. Meal is for on-duty law enforcement, firefighters, correction officers, dispatchers, emergency service personnel, and support personnel who are having to work on that day. The event will be held at 426 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Donations and volunteers are greatly appreciated. If you're interested in helping out, email info@sheepdogfdn.com. Last week, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office got a big donation to the DARE program. Gary Bass of Columbus County ABC Board presented a check for $7,123 to Sheriff Bill Rogers. The donation will directly support the efforts to educate youth in Columbus County schools about the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and violence. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you just so we can share them with everybody else. So civic club news, church events, birthdays, anniversaries, church revivals, or special services, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish, just anything to make you smile, it has a place in the Good News. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love company, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.